Welcome back to Winning the Game. Who's here today?
Hi, I'm Fiona Jacob. I am joining, I can't even speak today, I am joining Wilhelm Hast on this podcast, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. From Burnout to Breakthrough is a series of podcasts we're doing right now, and it has to do with waking up to two things. One, how we are living and working might not be working as well as we tell ourselves it does. And if you want to have a shift from stress, overwhelm, struggle, you need to wake up to what you're doing is not quite working the way you want it to work, right? And then there's a second wake up that it is absolutely possible to change. It's absolutely possible to have insights and get new perspectives and tools, which transforms your experience of life and gives you better choices.
And one of the things I would add to that, Wilhelm, and this is just, I guess I've experienced this more recently in conversations that I've been having. There is something also that people don't want to admit, not even sometimes to themselves, but to other people that they're struggling. Mm. So it's not only that people are heading in this overwhelm and probably towards the wall and towards burnout, but they feel very, very alone with their workload. They feel very, very alone with their struggle. And they're either afraid to tell people around them because of what might happen as a consequence, or even if they do tell people around them, there's not a lot that people around them can do. And there was a particular young lady I was speaking to last week, and I thought, my goodness, she's, you know, top scientist, doing great work, really high achiever, you know, fantastic to talk to, but almost in tears simply because she felt so alone with the workload and the sense of overwhelm that she felt in her job. And it's like my heart broke for her, because it's like, wow, not only to be under this series of pressure, but also then to be alone about it. Wow, that's a lot to bear.
Yeah. And we all need to wake up when we need to wake up. My first big wake up was many years ago now. It's like 25 years ago or so. I was working at the time in an American company with transformational training, and I had done a career, you could call it. I don't like that word often about myself, but I had learned a lot during 5, 6, 7 years, and I did better and better, and I get more and more accountabilities. At the time, I was managing the sales in Sweden for the business and did exceptionally well. I was on an international career, and everything was just going great. I was also on a management team accountable for the quality of program leaders all over Europe and Israel, Africa, Mexico, with programs all over. We had 4,000 participants every week in the programs, 4,000 every week. And I was the head accountable for all the quality of all the 70 course leaders. So I was doing really well. It was fun, made an impact, fantastic colleagues. It was just awesome. And then things stopped working for me. I started failing in my job. I was not creating the results I used to do. And people around me started getting a little bit annoyed with me, of course, because I was this reliable person who did well. And I didn't realize at the time I was lying to myself. I was not telling the truth about things not working for me. What had happened was I got my first child. My son Arvid was born in December of 1996. And I kept working as I was working. And of course, I was not blind to the fact that I was become a dad, but I didn't realize how that had shifted something in my head. What was truly important in life had shifted, but I didn't listen to it. So I kept working weekends and evenings, and 3.5 weeks after my son was born, I flew to Mexico on an international leadership conference in the company, and I really shouldn't have gone there. I should have stayed home. I can laugh now and be a little sad at the same time. It's not, I just didn't see that I had different priorities now. I had different values. I was engaging with life differently. And I still remember first weekend in January, I was in London. And the second weekend, we were somewhere in Europe. And the third weekend, we were in London. And there were horrible delays. So we arrived in Stockholm at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'd been working and working and working and working. And then my boss says, well, see you at the office, attend then. And I was like, what is he saying? Should we take the day off, or shouldn't we at least start in the afternoon or something? But now it's constant drive, right? And I didn't speak up. I didn't say, hey, I'm not coming in at 10 o'clock. I need to rest. I got a kid now. Can you please be human? But I didn't. I wasn't even awake yet. So a month went by, and it was a tough time. I still didn't wake up in February. I still didn't wake up in March. I still didn't wake up in April. But I came to a point when I realized this is not going to work. So I decided I'm either delivering the results by June or I'm quitting this job. Yeah. And I didn't deliver the results by June. And then I didn't quit. We had talked. I had great support. I had super colleagues, and they were all for me. And we all agreed, if it doesn't work, don't keep pushing yourself. It won't work. So I didn't tell the truth to myself how much I was struggling. I was lying about doing the best I could. And I for sure was not living a four-dimensional life, which we'll introduce on this podcast. I was living a very one-dimensional, or maybe two-dimensional life. Work, 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 and a bit of family. Work, 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 a bit of family. What was not present was taking care of my body well, and what was not present was that I had lost purpose and meaning. I used to love my job, but I was gone. So purpose was gone. I even remember I had an agreement to exercise 3 times per week in the leader groups, and I was pushing to finish right before midnight to get the third session in, being in my living room, jumping around to some recording on some work session, right? It's like I should have gone to sleep instead, but I was not awake. I can laugh now, and I took 6 months off, didn't work at all, got plenty of time with my son, who was 6 months at the time, right? The next summer, I took months and months and months off being a dad at home also. So I woke up and I altered my focus and started bringing 4 dimensions to life instead of being so one-dimensional. If you listen to this and you're not truthful to yourself, it doesn't hurt to tell the truth. What hurts is pretending. It's a relief to tell the truth. It was a relief for me to talk to my boss and my colleagues and the people I reported to and share how much I struggled. And we made some agreements and we all found this great way to look at it. Hey, give it a couple of months, but if you're still not finding your feet, then you're not tied here. So that was very freeing to be authentic and truthful. I didn't think you would. I felt a bit shameful because I let people down in my experience because people depended on me being productive and leading, and I failed. But it's just so liberating to say to yourself, hey, this is not working right now. I need to find a better way. And had I known then what I know now, I might not even have needed to quit that job and go elsewhere. Because there are better ways than I knew 25 years ago. But that also brought me into this field more of helping people who are dealing with overwhelm and burnout to a breakthrough, because I now have principles and tools that are so predictable. And you do too, since we work together, right? So this was just to invite you to wake up and tell the truth to yourself. Are you where you are in life, and is what you're doing working or not? I don't know what you want to.
I only want to add one thing, which is simply this. When we wake up to the truth of how things are, truth is where transformation starts.
Yes.
And we cannot have transformation without not telling the truth. So it's the wake-up call for anybody out there. Simply, it's like, I have fooled myself, you have fooled yourself.
Yeah, you bet.
In our lives. But when we wake up to the truth of, as you said, this is not working, or this is not how I want my life, or I don't want my life to go like this for the rest of my life. I want something new and different and impactful and more me. Then we let the light of transformation happen in that space.
Yes.
So an invitation, let the light of transformation come into your space.
And yes, so you know, I'm not beyond all struggles in life. Life is sometimes challenging. There can be experiences of stress and overwhelm, but I have the tools and principles now so I don't get stuck for long at all. And you don't need to get stuck either when stress or overwhelm hits you. It starts with telling the truth about where you are, and then there are principles and tools. So let's move on to the next episode, where we'll start to go deeper with with exploring the four domains of the four-dimensional lifestyle: the body, the being, the balance, and the business. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.